This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Markets stumbled for a very quick second today on some news from Bloomberg that Robert Mueller, the special counsel looking into Russian interference in last year's campaign, has expanded his inquiry into the president's business dealings. Perhaps no single part of the Trump Organization, which, remember, the president has stepped back from day-to-day operations of but has not put into a blind trust, perhaps no single part of that company has gotten more attention than his new hotel a couple of blocks from the White House. The standard story about the Trump International Hotel in Washington is about something called the Emoluments Clause and whether the president is violating the Constitution. This story is not that Trump Hotel story. This is the one about how that hotel has become a magnet for the powerful and the curious in that city and how that is giving the rest of Washington's luxury hotel businesses some heartburn. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is on it.
The Trump International Hotel, just four blocks from the White House, is pure Trump. Grand, gaudy, nine-story atrium, gold, marble, and crystal everywhere. Some of Washington's top power brokers are often on display, too. Lawrence Bruckner got a glimpse of one. Bruckner is a Trump supporter from Thompson, Illinois.
There were some wonderful people there and the chandeliers, and we had a senator sitting beside us there.
I caught up with Bruckner outside the Trump Hotel after lunch. He didn't come here for the $61 Dover sole and soy brown butter with capers, or the $140 crystal spoonful of Hungarian wine. Like everyone else I spoke to, he was drawn to the hotel by the celebrity of Trump. And that's a problem for the attorneys general of Maryland and the District of Columbia. They filed suit against the president. Carl Racine is the attorney general for D.C.
The president's hotel, by virtue of it being the president's business, provides an unfair playing field to his business over that of other competing businesses.
Racine cites an example. He says the Embassy of Kuwait moved an event from the Four Seasons Hotel to the Trump Hotel. And he says the Trump Hotel may be taking business away from other hotels and city-owned facilities, including the convention center. Experts who follow the hotel and convention business, like Haywood Sanders at the University of Texas at San Antonio, say the celebrity of the Trump Hotel notwithstanding,
it's a pretty modestly sized hotel in a very large hotel market.
To be more specific,
the Trump Hotel has 263 rooms in a city hotel market that has over 31,000 hotel rooms available.
A market that just happens to be one of the strongest in the country right now. People flock to D.C. in the first half of this year, starting with President Trump's inauguration and the protests that followed. Sanders says the average room rate for D.C.'s downtown core was $242 a night last year. Average room rates for this year aren't available yet, but
in 2017, we're really doing well.
That's Elliot Ferguson, the president and CEO of Destination DC, the DC Convention and Visitors Bureau. He says the market is strong enough that there are 16 more hotels in the pipeline. That means everybody who's already in the game is doing what they can to stand out in the crowd.
They're going to employ every single option to remain competitive. And sometimes that does not necessarily mean reducing your rate, and other times it might.
That rate, by the way, can easily top $600 a night at luxury hotels like the Four Seasons, the Willard Intercontinental, and the Trump Hotel. No one's complaining about losing customers to the Trump Hotel, at least publicly. Business is one thing. Dissing the president is something else. D.C. Attorney General Racine says, legally, it doesn't matter how much of an advantage the Trump Hotel might have over a competitor.
So long as it's adversely impacted in a manner that is unfair, that makes the level playing field not fair and just, that's enough.
Even though sometimes the Trump name is a disadvantage. Back at the Trump Hotel, Mike Olson, a healthcare executive from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, tells me he went to a business dinner here recently.
I had the sea bass. And it was okay at best.
Olson says as far as staying at the hotel, not likely.
I hope Trump does very well. I hope he's a successful president, but I just have some trouble at this point supporting his businesses.
At this point, that's not a problem. He's got options, 31,000 of them. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.